Be it urban or rural, radio is said to have the widest reach, breaking language and professional barriers. Such is the case of GBC's Upper Region Agricultural Radio, simply referred to as URA Radio in the Upper East Regional Capital, Bolgatanga. As part of a regional FM feature series, correspondent Dangma Felix Lambert explores the evolution of URA Radio and how it has served the people of Upper East.
The quest
to boost food production and ensure food security marked the genesis of the Upper Region Agriculture Radio Station, a component of the then Upper Region Agriculture Development Project, URADEP. On December 1986, URA Radio was established. The integration of the radio station was a milestone. Augustine Bafo Ofori, an accountant, recounts the state of the atmosphere.
We heard J.J. Rollins was coming to Wagga to inaugurate an FM station. So some of us heard helicopter all over. And by then, where at primary school, there was a crowd that was just running from town and all over to see what was happening. We all rushed, and when we got to flag, the place was so crowded that we couldn't get a chance of seeing who J.J. was. The soldiers were all over. Some of us were very, very scared. And by then, Block F and G were not there. The whole place was forest. ECG, right then, called ECG, but not VR, was around. So we stood by the powerhouse, and we were watching what was happening.
On the part of Mr. Elijah Wooney,
the regional accountant of URA Radio, the feeling became more intense, especially during the period of transmission.
There were Philips radios attached to it. By then, it was 4 pesos or so. And they were quality every corner in Bolga. It was boom, 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 boom. That was the test transmission.
Some past broadcasters of the station, including Madam Melanie Kasisi and Mr. Patrick Akeke, recounts how it all began.
In 1978, the Trend Project had then started. Trend Project was a relationship between Holland and Ghana to prepare something for the farmers. Because I can speak quite a number of the northern languages, they invited me to come and help interview those they were going to take. And then after that, they invited me to join them. 5 of us were sent to Holland to train in Hilversum. When we came, they took us to the rooms to study how to work on what we call UHA tape recorder. The main purpose of that project was to help the farmers to know how to improve upon their farming techniques and so on. Then we trained a little in what we call Institute for Field Communication and Agricultural Training.
We went through all the dynamics that you can ever imagine about radio.
The accommodation of staff at URADEP Village set the pace for the future of URA Radio.
In 1980-81, we had a place in URADEP where the URA Radio team was. We had our own office where we have got the head of the whole thing, Dr. Abudu, and others in what they call URADEP now. So we also had about 3 rooms there. Then gradually, every language area we traveled to so that we will speak to the people. This is what the program is for.
By then, the station was not yet ready, but we knew someday the station would be born. So finally, it came as sure as Christmas. The station was ready, and then we packed to GBC.
Mr. Joe Abani, another past broadcaster, gives an account of the program lineup by then.
Then we had morning show, feature programs, we had magazine programs. Then we link to the national studio for the major world news. And then at 6:30, we broadcast the local news.
Nay, Sansaga, the Zina Sansagla, Anne, the Beast, Bombangariella, Carane, Governor Tumanizi, Caracosere, Sakuram, Ne, George Nebol, Web, Nam Yella, a Minister of Education and Sports, Debe, so Sansa, Dene Bet, Bombangariella, Zina, and IL Pang, then Kadir, Piara de Yella Yaya, Anne, Beast Banadana, Guinea Secondary School Lemon, Carae, Bakin Senior Secondary School Lemon, Yon Bandagada de Diane, Bayan Tuduba Banane, Bangasa Kusiola Nika School of Lagas.
But did the Upper Region Agriculture Radio really achieve its ultimate aim? This is what Mr. George Alukudongo, a farmer, has to say.
Actually, URA Radio, I can say that the farmers really benefited a lot. They introduce accountability, like as a farmer, even no matter how small your farm is, you should keep records so that at the end of the day, you're able to know whether you are making profit or a loss. And then whether to this amount of inputs I've used, next time I'll add so much to see they introduce all these things. And Father, I learned a lot from them. I gained a lot from them. They even made me the district best farmer. Then I rose to regional best farmer. Then national best farmer in 1996.
The management of the station was subsequently taken over by the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation on January 1st, 1987 till date. The white, beautiful story building is situated along the Navrongo-Bolgatanga Road. The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation Yura Radio currently broadcasts in 5 local languages, including Gruni, Kusau, Kasim, Buli, and Bisa. The station also covers part of the Upper West and Northern regions, Burkina Faso and Togo. GBC Yura Radio is the official mouthpiece of the region.
Dangma Felix Lambert,